if I'm feeling so lonely. Have a dark turn of dark turn of mine.
Good morning, it's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Josie and Clark with Ben Walker, Dark Turn of Mine from Overnight. Prior to that was Steel Eye Span with Cromwell's Skull from Dodgy Bastards, their latest. That was from the pen of Rick Kemp, who has once again left Steel Eye Span, but I have a feeling they will have somebody covering that because it's just too fine a song. And before that, we heard Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band with Fade and Fall, Love Not from the Big Machine. I heard somebody say that they thought that Eliza Carthy was going to give Bellowhead a run for their money, but of course, Bellowhead is no longer a going concern overseas. Alrighty then, let's see here now. As I said, it's 9:02. This is the part of the show where we segue into Earth Religions Radio, otherwise known as Between the Worlds. And we take a look at what's going on. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. Now, for those of you who were paying attention 2 weeks ago, you realized that March 3rd was St. Winold's Day, who then comes Winold roaring like mad. First comes David, next comes Chad, then comes Winold roaring like mad. Well, obviously, Winold was not happy and said, I really need more press. So she edged out Chad on the 2nd and then again on the 4th. So we do advise you, for those folks who keep up, to check out Saint Winold, one of our fine Welsh saints. Okay, so what is going on today? March 6th. Manure your garden and marry if you dare. And there's a rhyme from Northeast Scotland. Marry in March when born in June, then you're sure to win the croon. March the 7th, do not despise the young singing nettles now beginning to appear, for they have many uses. not the least of which is there's actually a recipe for nettle beer. I have never tried this myself, so a word of caution, you might want to try a small batch before you take this recipe. Take a gallon measure of freshly gathered young nettles, washed, well-dried, and well-packed down. Boil them in a gallon of water for at least a quarter of an hour. Then strain them, press them, and put the juice in an earthenware pot with a pound of brown sugar and the juice and grated skin of a lemon. Stir well, and before it grows cool, put in an ounce of your yeast dissolved in some of the liquid. Cover with a cloth and leave in a warm place for 4 or 5 days, then steam again and bottle it, stopping the bottles well. It will be ready after a week, but better if left longer. And William Coles from Adam in Eden, 1657, notes, nettle tops are usually boiled in pottage in the springtime to consume the phlegmatic superfluities in the body of man that the coldness and moistness of the winter hath been left behind. March the 8th, sow garden herbs and water them, but hope for a dry, dusty month to benefit the crops. Tusser's 500 Points of Good Husbandry of 1573 notes, in March and in April, from morning to night, in sowing and setting good housewives delight, to have in a garden or other like plot, to physic their house or to furnish their pot. And a little bit over 100 years later, Markham's English Housewife of 1683 notes, in March, the moon being new, sow garlic, chervil, marjoram, white poppy, double marigolds, thyme, and violets. At the full moon, chicory, fennel, and apples of love. At the wane, artichokes, basil, cucumbers, spinach, gillyflowers, cabbage, lettuce, burnets, leeks, and savory. March, damp and warm, doth the farmer much harm, but a March without water dowers the farmer's daughter. March the 9th, you're advised to exercise and divert yourself by dancing, but be careful. March the 10th, Mad March hares, the most mysterious and sacred of British animals, now performing their mating rituals. It is especially unlucky to meet a hare when setting out on a journey or to mention one by name before putting out to sea. If you must then speak of hares, use a nickname like Watt or Old Malkin. Hares acting oddly may well be shape-shifting witches or weir hares, and as such can only be killed with a silver bullet or by placing rowan and vervain behind the gun stock. Note for those of you who are interested in a silver bullet manufacture, these will do great damage if you can even get one to fire from a modern day gun. March the 11th, Herrick's Noble Numbers knows, is this a fast to keep the larder lean and clean from fat of veals and sheep? Is it to quit the dish of flesh, yet still to fill the platter high with fish? No, 'tis a fast to dole thy sheaf of wheat and meat unto the hungry soul. It is to fast from strife, from old debate and hate, to circumcise thy life. And as I mentioned, that's from Andrew Herrick's Noble Numbers of 1647. Good advice overall. We should note that March the 12th is St. Gregory's Day. St. Gregory the Great, who died on this day in 604, was the Pope who sent St. Augustine to convert the Anglo-Saxons. According to Bede, he was moved to this action by an encounter in the Roman slave market with some fair-haired English captives. And obviously, Bede really took advantage of, shall we say, embroidering this little bit. On being told that they were Angles, he replied, "Not Angles, but angels." And on hearing that they came from Deira in Northumbria, he retorted that he would save them from the wrath, de ira in Latin, of God. And finally, when informed that their king's name was Aella, the relentless ecclesiastical punster rejoined that Christian alleluias would soon be heard in their land. Now, I will be absent on March the 13th, and one of our fine DJs who I'm partnering with this spring will be taking the show. But just so you won't be missing, March the 14th, Blue Purple Periwinkle and Yellow Lesser Celandine, now flowering. March the 15th is the Roman Ides of March, Beware Weasels and Other Ill Omens. March the 16th, March Kittens, the Best Kind of Cat, now being born. March the 17th is St. Patrick's Day. Here in the Celtic music business, we tend to think of March as St. Patrick's month because there are many, many fine concerts going on, and we do advise you to see some local folks during this time. Laura Cortese is appearing in Medford with many of her friends. That's a great show that you can still get into. The Dropkick Murphys are probably sold out at this point, but you could try. March the 18th, March chickens now hatching make cock ale with a lucky March cockerel. And March the 19th, St. Joseph's Day, children born today will be lucky, but take care how they are baptized. That's also well, what can we tell you? Easter is late this year. Mothering Sunday will actually fall on the 28th. So we won't tell you about Carling Sunday before then. But what about in the meantime? In between times, we do have music. And it was my great pleasure to hear a fine concert last night in which this was one of the last tunes played.
like to make your daddy swoon. We threw our shoes along the steep bank and jumped from winter into June. By the
kind. strange life stirred into a joyful day. But most of all, to greet the morn, to wait upon the dawn and smile to think another day of leisure's newly born. Oh, to be a king and love the morn.
Me and my husband living there. It's been years since the kids have grown a life of their own, left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War. I still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. But old people, they just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there, hello. Me and my husband, we don't talk much anymore. He sits and stares through the back door screen, and all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call up Judy. We work together at the factory. Ah, but what would I say when she asks what's new? Say nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Yeah, but old people, they just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello. Down the street sometime, and you should spot some hollow ancient eyes. Don't you pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there.
I'll build you a barn. I'll build. So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights and then take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Good morning, it's 9:34. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Jennifer Kimball with Build You a Barn from Avocet. And the astute amongst you might have realized that, yes, I was sort of in the pre-Friends release concert. Jennifer is going to be doing her main CD release show on March the 22nd at Past Seams. And she built that song around a poem, and she's invited the poet to come for the show, and she has accepted. Should be great. Prior to that, we heard Bette Midler covering the John Prine song, Hello in There, from Experience the Divine. Faustus with Oh to Be a King from Death and Other Animals. And we started off with Jennifer's Reedy River, also from Avocet. Well, I suppose you might say that mortality is a bit on my mind because I'm going in for my second surgery. But fortunately, this one only means that I have to stay overnight in the hospital. And hallelujah, I will get to eat. I will not have to suck on ice chips for 2 days. So here's Faustus with another jolly tune.
The hot royal sped where the old oak stood. Dark were his flanks, his lips ran blood. King John has sent after me companies three, but none of them shall bring death to me. They hunted me high, they hunted me low, with horse and hound and fine crossbow. All through the land up to Nottingham town, never a one could drag me down. Hard royal am I, hard royal am I, and the Lord of the Greenwood shall watch me die. They harried me through. The horses went lame, their hearts did crack, but still the hounds are on my back.
to him alone does the heart royal bow. He never will die at the hands of men. Call Lord of the Oak once again. And the Lord of the Greenwood shall watch me die. There Robin stood on a far off hill, let fly his shot, the heart lay still. Farewell, good heart, bold Robin, he said. The heart sighed and lay dead. Heart royal am I, heart royal am I. And the Lord of the Greenwood shall watch me die.
Good morning. It's 9:49. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was We Banjo 3 with Good Time Old Time from String Theory. And they are going to be in I wouldn't necessarily say this was the heart of our country. I'd say it's more the acid reflux of our country. But yes, they're going to be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow at the Hamilton. On Wednesday, they are going to be much closer to home at the Wadsworth Athenaeum at the Hartford, Connecticut. Then they head across country on the 9th. They're going to be at Milwaukee at the Hallamore Irish Cultural Center. On the 10th, they're going to be in Madison. Hello, everyone in Madison, at the Barrymore Theater. Then back here on the 11th for a gig at the Barry Opera House in Barry, Vermont. Then on the 12th, back to Chicago, Illinois for the Old Town School of Folk Music. Should be a great concert on the 12th. Then they wrap up on the 14th at Stevens Point, Wisconsin, home of Leinenkugel Beer, at the University of Wisconsin in Stevens Point. On the 16th, they're going to be at Cincinnati, Ohio, live at the Ludlow Garage. And on the 17th, they'll be at Newark, Ohio, at the Midland Theater. Well, it is just about time for us to say goodbye. We are going out of here with the Moors, Moon Meditation and Prayer. And if you were listening earlier, you know which herbs to plant at which phase of the moon. Very valuable information. See you in 2 weeks. Falchorstein, Ayalik.